Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. All right. We are happy and excited to bring back to the show Poe because we have we've missed Poe. Poe was on the show last...
2 years ago?
No. More.
More?
I think more.
Oh, about two? That. I think about 2 years ago.
Really?
Was the last one. Because then
she was
on
a weekly
earlier.
Visitor.
I was, yeah, you know. You don't remember?
I'll tell you, this is going to be flattering because it feels like a long time, which is good.
Okay, that's good.
It should feel, you know. It'd be worse if it was 2 weeks ago.
No, it's true. You were counting the minutes, I know.
Right,
so it's
exactly.
Like it's just so long. If you said, got it fast, I don't even remember.
Yeah, it felt like, it just felt like there was an absence of Poe in the show, didn't there?
Yeah, definite Poe deficiency.
Running at a Poe deficit
yeah,
for a while?
Yeah.
I kind of took a while to make my record.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to hear some of that tonight, right?
Yeah, you are, totally.
Oh, it sounds like bad radio. I'm like, no. We're getting a chance to hear sampling off the new CD. Am I right? Uh-huh. Okay, very good.
I believe so.
Done and done. Mark, her brother, who is a writer and a poet and everything. You guys do everything, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
everything.
You're a poet.
I don't do windows.
But you guys are definitely artists, right?
I guess so, yeah.
We look like artists, don't we?
Well, now you were a contractor, a plumber.
I was a plumber for a while, yeah.
Yeah, but that's when he was a struggling artist.
I see.
That's before he arrived. Has authored a book, which is called House of Leaves, which is too thick for me. I could never read all of this.
700 pages.
Is it 700 pages?
Yeah, it'll make a good paperweight for you, though.
What's it about?
It looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's about a house that's bigger on the inside than the outside and the family that lives there.
Oh, that sounds cool, but what's that mean?
Imagine you went home and you found out that, you know, all of a sudden there was a hallway in the middle of your living room that hadn't been there before, and you can't see it outside, but it goes for miles.
Really?
It's about that.
It is?
About what would happen if you discovered that space.
What goes on in that space?
People get lost. I mean, everybody deals with that discrepancy differently, you know? The children sort of have fun in there. Yeah. The wife denies that it's there. And the husband hires a team to explore it. And, you know, ultimately it lives on a lot of different levels. It's like kind of...
What's the
On the
main...
simplest level, it's like you can be sitting right next to somebody and be thousands of miles away from them. So, and it kind of manifests that idea and tells you that story.
All I know is my name is somewhere in this book, and so is the word jackhole, which is
it seals it.
Shimmy coin.
You revere this book,
exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the code that solves the whole problem. Too,
why the interesting structure? What is that? What happens? There's a peculiar structure to the book.
It's actually a cinematic design. It's designed to slow you down, to pace the reader's experience through the book. So
that's interesting.
So chapter 9 is very convoluted, and it slows you down. Then chapter 10 has one sentence per page.
Yeah, it's my kind of chapter.
Chapter 10.
You
could
start there.
Well, that's interesting. I'm a guy who doesn't read and doesn't like to read, but I know, Drew, you read a lot. And each page, you don't look at a lot of pop-up books like I do, or stuff with a lot of pictures.
I love those things.
Of cars. I like seeing pictures of cars and trains.
Me too.
Choo-choo trains, normally, in the books. And
the next book.
Drew, if you read a book like this, and this is probably why you'll not read it either, but you'll be stuck on a plane one day, and you'll take a look at this when you're not doing one of your Scantron sheets.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of interesting in that it forces you to sort of break your cadence up because that's the way it's laid out. I mean, you can't just sort of speed read through it. It's interesting.
And then you should listen to Haunted while you're reading it.
There's your bad radio again.
But it's true, because the CD actually talks to the book.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll hear at least two cuts off of that tonight, I promise. All right. So everything's good.
Any
things we want to plug? Upcoming events or anything like that?
Well, we're looking to be on the road probably in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Unfortunately, we don't have, set enough dates because plans keep changing.
Right.
To plug them now. But I'll come back.
All right. Sure you will. That's what you said over 2 years ago.
But I came back, didn't I?
Well.
I got lost in a house. With a big hallway.
John?
Took a while.
Yeah.
John, you're 20. What's up?
About a year ago, I met this girl, and I lost my virginity to her.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of dated off and on once or twice, and then just stopped seeing each other for different reasons. And then about a year later, well, 3 months ago, she had written me an email, and it was just kind of a thing saying, I may not see you again, but you'll always be my friend or something like that. And so I just gave her a call to see how she's doing and things like that. And then she wanted to go out and hang out, and so we went and hung out.
What's the question?
It's nice, but what's the question?
Sorry. We started dating again, and about 2 days ago, she told me that she, after we broke up the first time, that she had sold her body for money.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe it was some...
That.
You mean like prostitution or a science experiment?
Sushi?
Prostitution.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. And for how long did she do this for?
She said it was about a week with about 4 different guys.
And why did she do it?
She just said for money, but I'm like, what does a 17-year-old need money for?
Is she doing drugs?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, she's doing marijuana, but she does it very lightly.
Mm. Yeah.
What is lightly?
Maybe once, 3 times a week.
Mm. Yeah, it's not too lightly. I mean, because we always do the math. Like, when we always put a zero behind whatever number you give us. So you say twice a week, it's 20. Four times a week, 40, and so on and so forth.
Perfect.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
You're a 20-year-old guy going out with this semi-kooky 17-year-old who you lost your virginity to not too long ago. What's up with you? You lost your virginity at 19.
Mm-hmm.
You're still clinging to this young chick you lost your virginity to. Why can't you sort of get on with things?
Well, I did. She just emailed me one day. I just want to see how she's doing, and we just started dating again.
You had other girlfriends? You've been with other women?
Yeah, I've dated two other girls between me and her. Mm-hmm.
I see.
What do you want to do about this?
Well, I don't know. It's, I never wanted to judge people for their past.
Why'd she tell you?
Because she wanted to be honest with me.
Uh-uh. No, she's doing something.
What do you mean?
I mean, it sounds noble, but she's trying to stir you up.
She's
trying to rattle you.
She's manipulating you.
Yeah.
You're the nice guy, right? You're going to ask. She usually normally dates a-holes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So John is a nice guy and a truly available guy, so she's got to sabotage that relationship, make sure it really sticks a good, like a stake right through the heart of this relationship and ends it.
Why?
And because she can't tolerate real intimacy. She can't tolerate closeness.
Huh.
And the closer you get, the more chaotic she's going to feel and going to act out.
Kind of true.
And it's very tempting also to chase somebody like that.
Yeah.
For him.
That can be extremely addicting. You're going to save
her.
Damsel in distress, and she's going to let you know just enough to make you believe that you can save her.
That's why I miss Poe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe you pay her and then it's a done deal. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're walking down that hall in the middle of the house all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Never work. You got to break up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
I don't know that we should be advising specifically what he should do, but you should have your eyes open.
Should,
you should know what you're dealing with here.
Yeah.
All right?
It's like us.
All right there, Jim. Listen, as a 20-year-old guys can't forget that kind of stuff. He's going to say, honey, I forgot all about it, and then he's going to get drunk a week later. How much for a blowjob? Come on. How much? Come on, chickie. You get some credit or I got to go to the ATM? Get up there, man. You can't forget that stuff at 20. It will never work.
No.
Drew, what if you heard that at 20?
Oh, sear a hole right through my head.
That's right.
That's
right.
I think I see one there, actually. No.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob.
You're 19 there, Bob. What's up?
Yeah. I kind of have a weird abnormality with my hormones. I was born 8 weeks premature and didn't really go to doctors much as a kid. I would get sick a lot, and
Uh-oh.
Oh, Anderson's messing around over there.
Hey, Anderson.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Bob, we left you at you get sick a lot. Go ahead.
A lot of doctors couldn't explain what was going on. And I started a new doctor about 2 years ago, and he ran a lot of blood tests. and he discovered that my body produces large amounts of female hormones as well as male hormones. So I'm producing a lot of progesterone and estrogen and testosterone.
Are you overweight? Are you fat? Are you overweight?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well, that will cause that.
Why does a guy get overweight when he gets the estrogen?
No,
and
it's not
that.
That
kind of stuff.
It's not that.
Oh, you mean that's causing it?
The testosterone is converted in the fat tissue to estrogen.
But if a guy had a lot of estrogen, circulating estrogen,
he'd get a little bit soft and pudgy-ish.
Really?
Yeah,
but he wouldn't necessarily get fat.
No, not necessarily.
He'd just get more as a woman looks normally, except for pudge.
When it comes to this, I have a couple questions. Because the doctor I'm dealing with has never really dealt with this before, and he's trying to pawn me off on other doctors. And
it's not pawning off. He shouldn't, unless he's a reproductive endocrinologist, he shouldn't be going any further with this.
So can you make any suggestions as to who I should
see? Yes, you go to a university center and see a reproductive endocrinologist.
Why don't you go to the guy he pawns you off on?
I doubt this is going to end up being anything, though, frankly.
How much do you weigh, Bob?
What was that?
How much do you weigh?
About 250.
How tall are you?
About 6 foot.
Hmm. What if he lost 50 pounds? Wouldn't that help?
Yeah, that would take care of the problem, as I see it.
Bob?
What was that?
Can you just lose the weight?
Well, I've been trying to lose weight, but it never seems to work well.
Well, I mean, why don't you just be disciplined with your diet, your exercise?
Have you done
that?
I am rather disciplined with my diet and exercise.
What are you doing for exercise every day?
What was that?
What are you doing for your exercise every day?
I rollerblade.
No.
Usually 6 days a week.
No.
Are you shooting a douche commercial? Are you trying to lose weight? Please. Rollerblading. How dare you? That's no way for a man to lose weight. Rollerblading. You know what?
He needs to get a trainer and a nutritionist or a dietitian and see if it really, after 12 weeks of that, see if he can really get something changed.
Drew, would there have been any answer that you wouldn't have objected to, though, when he was going to tell you?
If he said, I run hard for 30 minutes a day, I would have said, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know what everyone should do? Jump rope.
Yeah, actually.
I was skipping rope tonight.
When we were on tour, he was jumping rope every morning. I was impressed.
Mark, you're jumping rope? Yeah.
You can take it anywhere. You can jump outside the bus, in the hotel room, wherever.
You can take that rope on the road with you, and you can do it all in about 10 minutes and be sweating your
it's hard work.
It's true. It's true. And you look great doing it.
It kills me when people say, I exercise. You should follow me through my day. I exercise so much every day. I go up and down the stairs of the office.
Yeah.
Like, no,
that doesn't count.
No. That's called life.
The problem is, you wish it all added up at the end of the day, but 15 seconds at a time doesn't work.
Even 5 minutes at a time doesn't work.
Yeah, no, but, it's weird, and it's not fair, but, I work construction for 13 years with a bunch of fat guys who are on their feet all day carrying lumber and drywall up flights of stairs. You'd think these guys would look like bodybuilders.
Uh-uh.
Now I sit around the man show with a bunch of fat guys. But they're no fatter, the writers at the man show,
Right, and
they sit at a computer all day snacking, and these guys would be driving nails and carrying lumber all day. They didn't look any different.
What's up with that? Do you think there's something hidden under that construction worker belly is muscle and strength?
Little racism.
Oh,
I see. Oh, no, you mean physiologically?
Yeah.
I think it is?
You've got to get something going.
You're better off going real hard for like 6 minutes than you are going soft for 40 minutes.
Yes. Just that's part of it. It's the kind of lifting they're doing and the fact that they will be better conditioned, but they'll eat to compensate.
Fast food.
They'll eat to compensate for what they're burning off.
Truck. Yeah.
Cool.
I miss that lunch truck. I'd like to get a lunch truck at my house.
That would be nice.
Pull it into the living room.
Yeah.
Honk that ba-da-da-bum-bum. Do they got that Mexican horn everywhere, or is that
LA
thing?
Los Angeles, yeah.
What do they play in Boston? Like, bum-bum-bum-bum. I mean, they play like hockey themes, or Johnny Boy, or what are they? Do they have different stuff in different cities?
Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Oh, really? All right. George?
Wow, a bunch of singers in here.
Thank you.
Who would have thought?
George?
Yes.
And what's up with all our phone lines where everyone's calling from a payphone in a subway tonight?
What's up, George?
Nothing. I'm on a cell phone. Question, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. for the past couple months, and I'm really, really healthy. I've never really needed to go to the doctor. I don't take medications, never done drugs, perfect health. I've been having blackouts at any time, and they start by me having severe pain to my right side of my, around my temple, the top of my head, followed by a blackout on my right eye and trembling on my right arm. And I lose sight for about, I don't know, I really couldn't judge it, but anywhere from minutes to about 10, 15 minutes at a time.
And you're driving a car now?
Yeah, believe me, yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, you got to work and you got to do what you got to do.
No, you got to see a doctor. You haven't seen anyone about this?
Okay, here's the thing. I went to a doctor, and I haven't gone to him since. He's back in China. When I went to the doctor, he told me that at first it could have been assigned to Parkinson's disease, but I didn't...
No, George, listen. You're in the United States now. It's time to get some health care.
What are you saying about the other
it's
countries?
Any of 100 different problems, all of which are quite serious. And the fact that you're driving with this, it mortifies me. You're not only going to kill yourself, you're going to kill someone else.
Right.
This is some sort of seizure disorder, probably, and God knows what's causing it. It needs a thorough neurologic workup, and it needs to happen immediately.
Yeah, and listen, don't take us with you, buddy. I think that's what Drew's saying, right?
Well, I know that's what you'd feel.
Well, I mean, listen, I feel bad for him, and I want him to get help, but I don't want him to go across the center line and take out a family in a minivan either.
Plus, he's been doing lots of traveling. There's, things like cysticercosis and things. You can get tapeworms in the brain, all kinds of wild stuff.
No,
you can get.
Listen, don't freak him out with the tapeworms in the brain.
That's one of the most common causes of seizure in Los Angeles County right now.
Tapeworm.
Is that easy
in
to
the
treat?
Brain?
Tapeworm eggs go to the brain, and they these little masses and cause seizures.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Is that simple to treat?
Where's that coming from?
Mexico.
Shocking. How does that happen? Would it get in the food?
It gets in the food. Then you get a tapeworm set up, and then it releases an egg into your system, and there you go.
Ends up in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And is it treatable?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Now, do they embrace the tapeworm in Mexico? Is that part of the culture, or are they trying to eradicate that too?
It's a natural national worm.
No,
it's the national worm.
Really? Is that what's in the tequila, or that's a different kind of worm?
No, different worm.
I see.
It's a regional.
Well, there seems to be some competition for worms over there.
It was an entrant into the competition.
It didn't win.
The Lobel tapeworm?
It was too edgy.
Narrowly edged out by the intestinal tapeworm.
It's the tinea solium, and you can pass proglottids out your rear. It's a very lovely
proglottids out the rear.
Sexy.
It's going to be the name of the third CD, Paul.
Proglottids out your rear.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
You almost made Drew spit on me. Kim?
I'm here to plug proglottids out my rear.
Kim?
Kim, don't be scared.
Hi.
You're 14. What's up?
I recently just lost my virginity, actually on Friday, to a 17-year-old guy.
And you're 14?
Yeah.
You're right on course, baby. Just where I'd like to see you at 14.
And,
going perfectly.
He used a condom. Like, first we weren't using condom, and then he put one on. And then I guess he wanted to go again, so we didn't use one again. And my friend was telling me that I could get pregnant off pre-ejaculation.
You can get pregnant off just what's on his penis.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it, highly likely that I am?
It's likely. It's not highly likely. Or how long ago did this happen?
It happened on Friday.
Hold on. There's a lot of difference between likely and highly likely, if you really break it down.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, kids always want a percentage. What is my actual risk?
I know, but you can't narrow it down between likely and highly likely, because it's about the same thing.
Yeah, it's possible. Here's the deal. And you should have been taking that morning after pill if you'd really thought that there was a possibility.
Well, I wasn't really expecting it to happen.
No, I know, but why don't you go out the next day and get the plan B?
I was going to go on Sunday, but they weren't open.
Monday.
Yeah.
You could have gone Monday. Still had time.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Well, listen, these are reasons why you shouldn't be having sex at 14. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
you are so uncool, Pops. You are just so uncool.
Well, listen, I was an idiot when I was 14. I really did think I was going to be a pirate astronaut at 14. I know I've said that a few times, and it's not a joke.
I still believe you could.
I've given up on the pirate part, but I'm still shooting for the astronaut.
I can see it.
Rodeo astronaut, I was thinking. I'm now doing another sort of
dual
thing.
Are you practicing up at that place on Sunset?
I can't talk about it.
Mechanical.
But the point is, you know, you're 14 years old. We would say that's too young for sex. And this is why, because you're not doing the things that are appropriate.
How do you feel about having lost your virginity?
It's not really a big deal.
No?
No.
How do you feel about the guy? Do you still talk to him?
Yeah, I was talking to him like a half hour ago, actually.
Mm. Are you in love?
No.
Oh, good.
Why not?
So why'd you have sex with him? Just curious?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I don't know. All my friends said that, like, they made it this huge deal, so I was like, hey, I'll try it.
Were you doing drugs or alcohol at the same time?
While I was doing it?
I mean, had you been drinking and smoking pot that
night? You hooked up to an IV with scotch in it while you were actually having sex.
Yeah, I smoke pot a little.
Yeah, because, Kim, this sounds more like the need for arousal and distraction. This is what addicts do. Is there alcoholism in your family?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you got to watch out for. That's what this is the beginning of. This is about alcoholism and addiction, and I'm telling you, that's what the road you're going down right now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, take care of yourself, Kim.
I will.
All right, slow down. Protection, right?
Okay.
Don't get pregnant.
I will.
Don't get strung out.
Okay.
Really try not to do much of anything. Okay?
All right.
Wait to die like Adam, yeah.
Let's all just stay home and wait to die. Think about the utopia we'd be living in.
Right, that would just
markets
be...
Markets empty, freeways, Diamond Lane.
Completely
who needs it?
Empty.
No one on the road. We're all right. Home waiting to die.
It's true, with piles of garbage out on the street that nobody's picking up. Ooh. Place would get smelly.
Well, we would get the trash men on.
Only the anarchists. That was in the anarchist world. In our world, there's still order.
Yeah, there's still order in our world. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
There's
just
air traffic. And you
know, right.
Spots.
It's all about air traffic. Lights. For the astronaut rodeo king.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little itty-bitty break. When we come back, we'll speak to Maria. Yes, Drew, you want to speak to Maria?
Sure.
Okay. She's lost all sexual desire. We'll make fun of her after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Poe is our guest tonight. Mark Z, and I'm going to try to not screw your last name up, Danielewski.
Ooh, that's
nice. Yeah, who's Poe's brother? Interesting that Poe is the world's simplest name and the world's most complicated.
Do you remember when you first met Mark?
Yeah.
Sitting in the corner over there.
Yeah.
You thought he was the big bad boyfriend.
That's right.
The bouncer.
Remember?
Yeah.
The bouncer that
well,
I brought with
his
me.
Hair was white back then, I think.
That's true.
Then it went blue.
Yeah, well,
spontaneously grows. Like
Poe and Mark are a very close brother and sister team because you guys have been sort of out on your own for a long time, right?
Yeah, true. Since we were pretty young. And also, as very little kids, we traveled a lot. We moved from country to country like crazy. And so, my dad was making documentaries. Huh. So, we lived in Africa for a year,
like
India
the
for
wild
2 years.
The Thornberries.
Yeah, I mean, it was. We were a gypsy family. And in situations like that, you can't really afford to have the same kind of sibling rivalry because, I mean, he was the only guy I could hang out with. Uh-huh. So I think that kind of made us very close early on, and we kind of figured out a lot of that sibling stuff of how to navigate those waters, you know, and sibling rivalry could actually be good, you know, like he would write something and I would get competitive, but rather than take it out on him, I would write something. Mm-hmm. And then we just kind of go back and forth, and the book and the CD reflect a lot of that because ultimately they're talking about the same history in very different ways, you know.
I had the same sort of competitive sphere with my sister. I'd get a C in a class, she'd pull a D. She got the D, I go for the F. I got the F, she dropped out of school. It kept going.
It's like the martyr syndrome.
She dropped out, yeah. You got arrested.
I got arrested, yeah. She moved back home in her 30s. I mean, we worked pretty hard at it.
What are you doing next?
I don't know. I don't know what my next loser move is going to be.
Terrorist.
I'm thinking heroin.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Maybe some kind of bizarre fast food shooting spree or something like that. I don't want to confine myself. I want to leave my options open.
That's true. And yet, you keep your dream alive
rodeo astronaut.
Every now and then it's...
So how will she top you?
I don't know. I'm sure her and her team are hard at work. As we speak, plotting their next loser-esque move. Haunted is Poe's new CD, and we're going to hear a song off it that has Mark and your father on it.
Or? No, no, no. It's actually just Mark on that one. That
okay.
was just a crazy remix that we did.
But you wanted to mention
with your
something.
Father's voice.
No, no, no. My father's voice is kind of all through the album because he died in 1993, and later I found these cassettes of him. And, you know, one was a letter that he was actually speaking into a tape recorder to his children, which is very strange because after somebody dies, to press play on a tape recorder, and the first thing he says is, "Wow, you know, it's nice talking like this. I'm going to do this more often."
Me?
What year?
Like, whoa.
I mean, it was 90.
He died in 93, and I found these in, I guess, late 98, maybe, 99.
And what year did he record them?
Probably.
Over the years.
There were many. I mean, as far back as when we were like 2 years old, mm-hmm. to that particular thing was probably in about 88.
What were the messages he was giving you?
Well, it was incredible, actually, because the tapes had so many different tones. Like, he was very much the quintessential teacher slash critic, but it was very hard to connect with him intimately. He could always tell you what to do, but he couldn't really in some ways relate to you. So there was one that was a speech that he'd given when he was a teacher that was just quintessentially him, you know. It's a beautiful idea, but it doesn't work. You know, like that kind of a dominating voice, which was definitely something that lingered in my head, and it sometimes was paralyzing. So, you know, I discovered that by listening to him over and over again, I could locate his voice in my psyche and distinguish it from my own, which allowed me to kind of decide what I wanted to keep. And ultimately, you know, the hardest tape to listen to was a tape that where he said all the beautiful things, where he says, you know, "I'm proud of you. I miss you. I love you." And those were not words that I heard a lot from him growing up.
And was he abroad when he was doing these tapes?
No, he was actually in this country. No, he actually never sent that one. That's what's so crazy about it. It was sort of like discovering something that...
But were your parents divorced at
the
time?
Yeah, they were divorced.
And he was going to or had sent many of these tapes back to you wherever you were at the time.
No.
He never sent them.
No, I mean, I never got a tape from him. I think Mark did get one letter, but... it wasn't something he did all the time. It wasn't like he taped some random things. Like, there were some moments when it was just a family hanging out in a car when we were 2 to 4 and he's speaking to us. And like I said, there was a speech, there's a letter, but it wasn't as though there were thousands of these things. And it wasn't a habit of his. I mean, I didn't receive cassettes in the mail. It was strange, actually, because I actually had a dream that he... Which is bizarre. Like, if someone's passed away that you're close to and you have a dream about them, it's kind of disturbing because, I mean, my dad in particular had been sick for about a year and a half and we took care of him. So all these conflicting emotions come back. Number one, it's like, you're dead. I went through that. I don't want to go through that again. You know, okay, but if you're healthy, maybe I'm glad you're alive. And he said, "You're forgetting my voice," right? And it was one of those dreams, like, I couldn't shake it for like 3 weeks. And the only thing I figured I could do was go out to the storage facility that my brother and I had rented to keep the rest of his belongings and just started rifling through his stuff. I mean, old letters. I discovered a lot of things about him, about his past, and with a degree of objectivity, you know, I was like discovering the life of a person and not just my father, you know, which was incredible. And I found, you know, ultimately these cassettes, and I took them and it was funny because I was sitting down to make this album after touring for 2.5 years, going, okay, where do I begin? And that's where I needed to start, you know? I mean, there's lots of things, like, capitalize on your fan base, you know, where are the hits? Like, of course that stuff's going to come in, and I took a long time making the record, but I don't regret it for 1 minute, you know, because I followed that voice, you know, and it did liberate me to understand him.
No, we're not going to hear that, though, on this song.
No, you won't.
Okay.
All right.
This one is Mark and I.
All right. Well, now I think you want to hear it? You want to take a call and hear the song? How do you want to do it?
Whatever you say.
All right. Well, let's take a call because right. Okay. Then... Because
that's a bit much. I mean, come on.
It's a lot of call. That's a lot of call. I mean, we miss her. Don't get us wrong.
Stone OD.
Maria?
Yes. Hi.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm 21, and I'm a virgin by choice. And I've been in a serious relationship for like a year now. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend and I think I'm ready for sex now.
I see.
And I've tried to
hold on, I'll alert the media.
You are the media, Adam.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Local authorities.
That's right. Go ahead. 21.
Yes, I'm ready for sex now, but I've tried, but I never get the urge. You know, I just, when I see him, when I'm, like, kissing him, whatever, I just never feel wet or, you know, I never feel the urge of, like, just having sex. I just...
Well, one of the things that shuts people down is some sort of sexual trauma in childhood. Anything like that happen to you?
No.
Because there's sort of one of two trajectories people get sent off in. Either they become hypersexual or undersexual.
Maybe because, I know I used to watch, like, porno movies.
How old were you?
When I watch those, I get wet.
How old were you when you weren't a little kid or something when you saw
it? No, of course not. This is, like, 18. I started then.
How old are you now?
I'm 21 now.
21. Yeah. How's your dad? You get along with him?
Yeah, he's cool.
He is?
You sound ambivalent.
Really?
He's all right, yeah.
It's always a bad answer. I don't know why, but when...
he wasn't like the perfect, you know?
But yeah, I know. Good. He toked you out every once in a while. It was cool.
But he never, you know, nothing crazy like that.
I see.
Are you maybe just not into this boyfriend?
No, maybe. I think he's really cool. I like him a lot.
Your boyfriend?
Yes.
No.
We've been together for a year now. And I think, it's time for us to have sex.
Yeah, you're just kind of really cool.
You don't sound that into it. You sound like you're still talking about your dad.
Yeah. We don't think you're into this guy.
I don't know. I hope that's the reason, because I feel there's something wrong with me.
Well, you're able to be aroused by movies and things, right?
I know, so it's but not like this is the second guy the same thing has been happening to.
Is he pressuring you to have sex? Is he saying, hey, we need to have sex now?
I feel I need to have sex now because I'm growing older and I don't want my stuff to close up.
So we have a definitive answer to that question.
Are you afraid to have sex?
I don't know. I don't think I'm afraid to have sex. It's just painful.
Are you on any medication?
No, I'm not.
What's painful?
Yeah, what's painful?
When he tries to come in, it's so hard and I'm very dry. And it's so painful. I just push him off.
Because you're not aroused.
Yeah.
But one thing you don't have to worry about, it's not going to seal up, okay?
You're not going to close up.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
I don't know. I was going to say my ass closed up, but no, you're right.
You just lost in the hair.
Earlier. That's right. I used it earlier today. Yeah. You really
don't. I don't know
really
if this is good advice,
like,
but why don't you get together with your boyfriend and... Well, no, because
watch
you're probably not... Yeah, watch a movie.
We can't keep doing that every time, you know?
No, I know, but maybe it'll
get going.
Yeah, maybe it'll get you going, and then you'll feel more comfortable, and you'll remember, you know, a gratifying experience and be turned on the next time you see him. You know what I mean?
Maybe I'll try that.
Is your family religious?
Yes, very.
Mm.
What religion?
Muslims.
How do Muslims feel about sex?
Of course they don't like it, you know? I'm not supposed to. I mean, I grew up not being allowed to have sex.
That's
you know,
crazy.
Even the fact that I want
something
to have sex
to do
right now
it.
Is just because, you know, I've been with him for a year and he's like, you know what, let's start.
So you're feeling guilty and
yeah, I feel kind of, yeah, that, okay, I'm not supposed to be doing this, but, you know, because of you kind of thing. You know,
right.
I have full guilt in me.
All right, baby. You got a lot of ambivalent feelings going on. A
lot
here.
Of stuff.
And it doesn't seem like you're much in love with this guy. How old is he?
He's just a year older than I am, 22.
I see. He really doesn't sound like Prince Charming to me. Or to you.
I mean, he's all right.
All right. But
all right is not
all
right.
All right.
At 21, you're supposed to still have some sort of bubble that hasn't been burst yet about
what's fun? That girls my age are just like loving sex and, you know.
All right.
It's a big thing.
Okay, listen. Watch some porn, have a few wine coolers, and get it over with, would you? And don't get pregnant because you're moving on from this guy.
Okay.
I see bigger and better things for you.
All right.
Marginally, but still bigger and better. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Oh, baby. You out of the house?
Yeah.
You
live on your own?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm on campus.
Do you live
that's good, though.
On campus?
Yes.
In a refrigerator box, or you actually live in the housing?
No, in the housing. In the
really?
House. Yeah.
Four-year university?
I'm a third year.
What school?
Rutgers University.
Rutgers. Yeah.
Wow. All right, baby. I was all wrong about you.
All right.
All right,
good
care.
Luck.
Yeah, all right.
She just didn't,
have fun.
So there's certain people that, and we talk to them every night, don't we? Actually, it's the vast majority of our callers. They act like they're aliens or dropped down on the planet trying to sort of assimilate and find their way.
Confused.
They're like, I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what's going on. My teacher, he gives me the stink eye. I don't know what to do. I have to go to the bathroom. Should I go? I might just make him my pants. Is that okay? When someone honks and they're behind you, should you move? What do they mean? You know, it's like... I'm like, I don't know how we can infuse that much knowledge into somebody in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I just say, maybe they're, I but you know what the scary part is? I think they're all much happier than I am.
Oh, sure. Well, that's not hard.
That's until I realize my dream.
Exactly.
Poe, you know what that dream is?
I thought it was the rodeo astronaut.
That's what it is.
Forget these things.
We will hear something off Poe's new CD, Haunted. Brother Mark on this one, too. You queued up there, Anderson? This is called Hey Pretty. There's something from Poe and Brother Mark off of Haunted.
You just asleep there?
I was listening. I was just listening to that song.
Okay.
I was very mesmerized by the whole thing. I was thinking the whole time this would be great in a movie.
Yeah.
Just seemed
I think it kind of would be. It's true.
Yeah, especially, well, especially
coincidentally.
A driving scene.
Yeah. You're making a movie, coincidentally.
I'm making a movie. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no room for art in this movie. It's going to be a money
pure schlock.
It's about a boy who wants to be the first rodeo astronaut. Yeah.
I think that's art.
We'll take ourselves a little break. Oh, Coffee and Donuts, maybe. The movie.
Oh,
you remember that? Yeah.
You were supposed to do that for us.
You know, I never forgot it. I still...
Well, obviously we haven't.
Oh, good. Okay, well, then there's still time. Good. I'll work on it.
We'll hammer out some of the beats during the break, and then we'll be back.
Okay.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll
be right back.
This is Chino and Stefan from Deftones, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
All right, baby. Drew, stop talking to the guest.
Tell me secrets, okay?
I understand. All right. Poe is our guest tonight. Haunted's the name of the CD. Mark C. Danielewski. Not bad.
Damn, you're good.
Is her brother, who's always with her and on the CD as well, and also author of the book House of Leaves, which is thick, but yeah, some of the pages don't have too many words on it, and I just saw a picture.
Oh,
so
you're in, Adam.
I think it's something that could be gotten through by a lot of our Loveline listeners and perhaps even some of the callers. All right, so shall we hop back to the phones see if we can sort out the world's problems?
Hop?
We'll march back to the phones. Layla?
Hi.
Hey, Layla. You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, my mom's like a generally healthy person, but she's 45 and she's pregnant. And I want to know, what are the dangers of having a kid at that age?
You could get neglected.
Not really much of anything to her.
Really?
There's increased risk of Down syndrome, that sort of thing, and birth defects, but that's it.
All right, thanks.
I mean, this day and age, it's a safe thing to do. Basically.
What do they do? Give them a few extra amniocentesis or something?
They check them.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have two sisters.
How old are they?
They're 13 and 12.
Why, after 12 years, is she interested in having a child?
I have no clue whatsoever.
Yeah.
Did your mom remarry?
No. My parents have been married for 19 years.
Yeah, oh, so they're still married?
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. How do you feel about it?
I mean, I think it's great. My mom's happy, you know. I really don't mind it.
Sounds a little goofy to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like
it normally does sound goofy, but parents have been together for 19
years.
No,
it's just, to me, it means something. Like the marriage is going down, they're going to try to salvage it with this or something.
Maybe it wasn't planned.
Well, yeah, my parents had their, like, fights along the way. And then, you know, they just came to me in February with this. So I was like, oh, okay, wow, all right.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. 45, having another kid, it's like, that is...
Really?
That is...
Bad times?
Bad times.
All right. Don't freak around. Yeah.
Just in terms of the energy it requires.
Play toy.
Yeah.
You ever tried to play with a two-month-old?
Yeah, I kick them around the house a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get a little dirty, I hop them off.
Oh,
I know how to handle a kid.
Are your sisters concerned?
No. As far as my sister's concerned, they really don't care. As long as my mom's doing okay, they're fine with it.
All right. Yeah.
They really don't express their concerns.
Well, at 12 is a little difficult to really abstract these kinds of things.
Yeah.
They take it much more at face value.
Dustin?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Not much.
Okay.
Would you like to be on the show?
Yeah, I am.
All right, let's go.
Okay, well, my girlfriend, like, after she's done giving me a blowjob and, like, I come in her mouth, she tries to kiss me afterwards and...
Yeah, don't believe
You mean immediately afterwards?
No, not immediately afterwards, but like shortly after, yeah.
And that freaks you out?
And yeah, kind of.
Have you told her that?
Yeah.
And well, when you say shortly afterward, what do you mean? Does she take a trip to the bathroom, or is it before the bathroom break?
No, it's just like, I don't know, like a couple seconds after. A couple seconds after.
Can't she hold
That's
off?
Quick. That's quick.
I
mean,
I never bother timing.
you never bother timing?
No.
All right. Hey, Dustin?
Yes?
Yeah, kiss my ass. I don't like Dustin. He's a jackass. Big deal. I hope your gums get pregnant, you idiot. Never bothered timing. I don't need that kind of sass. I really don't. I'm in no mood for that.
You're not going to tolerate it.
No, right. No mood for Cirrus.
No. Cirrus, yeah. Getting Cirrus from 19-year-olds in Woodland Hills, the armpit of the valley.
You've got dreams to nurture.
That's right.
You're a busy man.
Back to my training regimen.
That's right.
You're getting focused.
Jason?
Hi.
You're 23. What's up?
I wanted to tell Poe and Mark I like them a lot.
Oh, cool.
And I was wondering, Poe, are you going to be touring with anybody in particular?
You know, there is a band we might go out with, but the problem is we don't know for sure yet, so I'm not going to say.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
I'm sorry. Well, you asked. I mean, I want to say, but we can't because we're still kind of, there's still another band and we're not totally sure. So I'd rather not jinx it.
When's your tour starting?
Just check the website, p-o-e.com or the fan site, polishchick.com, which is even better.
Polish chick?
Uh-huh. Because I said in an interview once, I'm a Polish chick that sings. And so they made a website, which is really awesome. Like, I found out that I was going to do Loveline on polishchick.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before my label told me anything.
Nice.
So if you check that out on the web, that will have the info immediately. We should know within about a week.
Let me ask Jason. Jason, where are you calling from?
Milwaukee.
All right.
Ooh.
Yeah. Milwaukee. Cool.
And might you stop somewhere in Milwaukee? We'll say
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Sure. Anything's possible.
All right,
we
Jason.
Will eventually.
Check the polishchick.com, all right?
Can I say something else?
Mm. Sure.
I have a small-scale website that mm-hmm. I'm going to be giving away free Poe CDs on.
Oh, cool.
To promote.
You. Maybe I'll win.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could say the website.
Anderson, what do you think?
He's asking very nicely.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's www.com.
F-O-R. All right.
Cool. Good luck.
F-O-R?
I don't know what that is. I think it's BS and want to get his Jason.
F-O-R, for president.
I see. All right, we will take our... Oh, I understand. Yeah, we would have done that math, by the way. Just like the bumper sticker. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark Z. Danielewski is here. Also, Poe is here tonight. Haunted is the name of Poe's new CD. If you go to Poe, P-O-E.com, you can find out the possible touring plans and things like that. We'll hear something else off the CD. Also, House of Leaves is the name of the CD that Mark...
The extended book mix.
Well, you guys are doing so much cross-pollinating. Jesus Christ, I can't keep anything straight anymore. Because Mark is also found on the CD as well with passages from the book.
That's right, from a footnote.
There we go. All right, so I wasn't too far off. James?
Yeah, I've been listening since about Poor Man. I have to say... Adam, you're the best host the show has had. Most entertaining.
Oh, thanks.
Were you 10 at the time?
Nine or 10.
Nice.
Wow.
So the show has had a lot of influence on me and helped me with a lot of stuff.
Oh,
so
cool.
Good.
Drew, you definitely do a service, and no one ever thanks Anne. And Anne has to be thanked for all her work over the years.
Producer Anne.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anne.
Dump that, whatever. Would you? All right, go ahead.
If she were here, she'd be graciously attempting.
That's right.
I read House of Leaves a couple months ago, and I just noticed before you mentioned that the songs, at least that one that you just played a few minutes ago, is pretty much right out of the book. And how you came up with that concept to do songs in the Bible. And I think, is the album kind of like almost, are there more like that to go along with the book?
All the songs integrate with the book, you know, more in terms of image, like the 5.5 minute hallway is a song. It's also a chapter in the book.
But you don't need one to enjoy the other, do you?
No, you don't. They're siblings. They live on their own, do you know? But that's the only one that Mark actually reads on. And that was just a remix we kind of did at our house.
The way it worked was that while I was writing the thing, I was always listening to stuff that my sister was working on. And when I wrote the chapter on the 5.5 minute hallway, she read it, and then she took it into a completely different emotional direction. And then when I listened to her song, it sort of influenced me in the way the book was shaped. And so the book and the CD kept talking to each other. And so when we went on the road...
And he does things, too. It goes the other way, too. Like, he wrote some stuff into the book, you know, from ideas and songs.
No, absolutely. That's what I was saying. But it's explain how that we went on the tour and...
Yeah, we did a tour, believe it or not, of Borders bookstores and brought a DJ with me. And basically to spend the time and talk a little bit about how, you know, like... how a certain song came about, and then read passages from the book that it integrates with. And, you know, we just had the idea at that point to drop some verses out of some of these songs and have Mark do readings. And then, you know, basically we weren't getting any radio, and so I had the idea of recording him at my house and sent it to a friend in Portland, Oregon. And 3 weeks later, Mark was driving down the street and heard himself on K-Rock. Like, how did this happen? And that's kind of how it ended up. And now we've stripped that mix onto the CD.
Hey, James.
Uh-huh.
How'd you get hip to the book?
A friend of mine where I work had it. And I mean, it's definitely, there's nothing else like it. It's pretty, it's incredible, but it's some work. I know it took me like a week to read it.
That's quick.
Which is, you know, but
it's a speed read, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty different, and it's, so I know there are, like, some places where 25 pages took me, like, 4 hours to get through.
Well, you got to turn it upside down and you know, basically spin it around on a potter's wheel.
Does that count as physical exercise?
Yeah, if you're actually, no. It looks like you're using
on rollerblades, no.
No.
Using the book as a steering wheel.
But if you're running stairs while you're doing it
counts. Yeah, okay.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, thank you. It's genius.
Thanks, James.
So have a good night.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
All right, let's talk to Robert. Robert,
hey, how you doing?
You're 20. What's up?
I got a question. A friend of mine was having sex with a girl.
Sure, a friend. He has a friend. Got it.
All right, I believe him. Go ahead.
You don't think he sounds like somebody to be having sex?
And his condom ripped.
Yes.
So he was wondering on how long will it take to get tested and find something out.
Well, it could be tested the next day, but it's 6 months for HIV.
Why? Does your friend suspect the girl may have had HIV or any other diseases?
He doesn't think it's HIV, but he thinks he's not sure about something else. So
this is somebody he's never met before?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
All right, well, he could be checked for chlamydia and gonorrhea and non-gonococcal causes of STD, and herpes would show up in, within 10 days usually, so.
What's in 10 days?
Do they have a faster test for HIV now?
Within 10 days.
There's some, but the screening really, the antibody test is still the gold standard.
Hey, Robert?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Dude, can you call back in 20?
Yeah, we'll call you back. All right.
What was that?
Hey, Robert?
What was that?
That's your kid sister or something?
Who?
Whoever was on the other line?
Lauren.
Oh, that was Lauren? Oh, that was my kid sister. Ironically, my sister's name is Lauren. Hey, Robert, you living in North Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get out of there, buddy.
Why is that?
It's no place for a man to live. I grew up in North Hollywood. That place is a hellhole. Where are you? What street's you at?
Near Arleta.
No. Get out of there.
Run.
Move now.
Did you go to North Hollywood High or did you go to Poly?
I went to Poly.
No.
Then I
Then you transferred where?
To Grant.
No. All right. Grant's not too bad.
Really?
It's better than Poly.
Grant's like what, Encino? Where is it?
Grant's Encino? A hell of a lot better than Poly, isn't it, Robert?
Oh, hell yeah, better.
All right, buddy. Easy on the weed, okay?
A lot more Army ends.
That more.
All right, well, he can get have him get tested in a week if there's any concerns.
Do you see what I had to grow up with? He was that's the mayor of North Hollywood. Valid Victorian. He's captain of the speech and debate club.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Command of language.
That's right. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, I think my stepdad is cheating on my mom.
Yeah.
How do you figure?
Just a lot of things. The person I think
his penis smelled weird the other night. Not like mom.
No. But he's doing it with I think so with his coworker, uh-huh. And she always calls when my mom is gone, mm-hmm. like when she's at work and has other things to do that are previously scheduled, and I've heard some conversations that my stepdad's had with her and just like little things, and it sounds like they've got something going on.
Yeah. And, do you like your stepdad?
No, I hate him.
Shocking.
Yeah. Shocking. And, yeah, I want him out of the house, and so this is a. Good excuse, I guess.
Why do you want him out of the house?
Because he's a jerk.
What does he do?
Hold on. Let me write that down.
Yeah. What's he do?
He's verbally abusive, and I don't know, over the past few years, my mom married him when I was like seven. Yeah. Mm. When I was seven, and at first he kind of stayed out of my life, but recently he's been like punishing me like really extremely harshly, and we just...
What kind of punishment for what kind of crime?
One of my friends, I smoked a cigarette, just one cigarette, because I used to smoke, and, with one of my friends, and now I'm not allowed to see him anymore.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. But you understand, and again, I don't want to sound like Pops Corolla, but, parents, or even step-parents, disciplining their kids is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, he shouldn't be.
Well, right? I wouldn't mind if my mom was doing it, because I don't. You know,
I know, but you know what? That's a load of crap. It really is. I mean, your dad is God knows where. This guy married your mom. He stepped in. He tried to form a family, and it's like just because you guys don't have the same DNA, he can't talk to you. Mm. Meanwhile, he puts a roof over your head and food in your mouth.
No, he's like he has got like anger management problems, and he'll just start. I don't know.
Well, why don't you build your case carefully?
Where is your real dad, by the way?
He's a drug dealer in Georgia.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So he's a dynamite individual.
Right.
But this is the kind of guys that your mom picks.
No, she kind of had a life, well, a little bit. This guy, he just never, I don't think he's ever had a beer in his entire life.
Well, what do you think of your real dad? Do you ever have any contact with him?
I talk to him like once every 3 months or so.
And what do you think of him? How do you get along with him?
He's kind of cool, but no, he's not someone that I want to have any kind of serious relationship.
Okay, good.
I don't
I'm
want a
glad
serious
you're realistic.
I don't want a serious relationship with my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a casual flirtation,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah, just a platonic with the parents.
Sure.
Is there anything about this stepdad that you like? Have you had any good times with him?
No. We've always had kind of like a weird relationship. Whenever like my mom's not home and I'm home and it's just me and him.
I suggest that if you're going to tell your mom about what he's been up to, you have your case carefully built.
Yeah.
Ironclad.
I got to tell you, this guy sounds like the kind of guy who could have you killed. He could cut the brakes on your 10-speed or something.
Well, certainly
you know,
he could slime his way out of almost anything other than some super incriminating, like a tape recording of his.
Let me give you all just a little window into my personal life here. I've had two step-parents, and they're all right. Mm. Stepdad was better. Stepmom was a pain in the ass when I was growing up.
You didn't talk about her quite so clemently for having disciplined you.
Well, she didn't really discipline
me. By putting you out in the garage, in the doghouse.
Well, I was more, banished to the garage, but I wasn't really disciplined. But, you know, it's weird when you have this step-parent that you don't know that well and you don't like that well, and Lord knows they ain't nuts about you because you're just that pain in the ass from the last relationship. I mean, you're a physical...
They want to be in love and with the person that they're with, and you got to, hey, yo.
You're like the physical representation of the last bitch dad was with, and vice versa. When the stepdad is around.
Yeah.
And so you're not their problem, and you don't like them, and they don't really like you. And then when you're left alone in the house with them, you're kind of walking around this house with somebody that's a little weird. Like, they don't...
Yeah, you don't know who they are, and they don't expect it to be, like...
Each one of you wants the other just to clear out, basically. it's not great, but I can tell you... A couple of things we get on this show, which is a lot of guys who have really bad biological dads, then stepdad comes in and all the energy that should have gone toward real a-hole biological dad gets channeled toward stepdad. You're not my boss, man. You're not my, you know,
yeah.
Nobody tell me what. Yeah, meanwhile, real dad's peddling dime bags in some park in Georgia.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is the guy you should have your beef with. Stepdad may not be a great guy, but at least he's there. At least he's present, and at least he's trying to create some form of, some sense of family.
I mean, it seems difficult, but one good approach is just to find out more about your step-parent. Just ask questions. Mm. I mean, the more you know about them, the less sort of a screen they're going to be to project all those awful garbage on. So just find out, you know, really who they are.
Yeah, then you frame them and bust them.
Absolutely.
Banging their secretary. I suggest just the opposite, which is, I know Mark's right on paper, but my thing is just lay low. Just go to high school. Just get out. Go play sports afterward. Hang out at your friend's house. Just stay out of this guy's crosshairs. Just don't get on his bad side. Stay. If he's got rage or anger management problems, stay out of the guy's face. Just go to your room, do your homework, and get up in the morning, go to school, and don't come home till 6 o'clock at night.
And make sure the cameras are running and the tape recorders.
Right. You ride it out a few years, and you go far away to college somewhere, and you're out.
If that's the case, though, find some really good friends.
Oh, yeah, you know? Definitely. But here's the other thing
about... Anyone that you can build, like, a trusting relationship with, even if they're older, you know... would be cool.
The other thing about step-parents is, unlike real parents, once you're out of house, you're done with them. Like, they're not your real parents anymore.
That's true.
Like, you'll never have to talk to them again. So you make it to 18, you go off to college somewhere, you'll never
Unless
talk to the guy
you
again.
Down, say.
Could happen.
No, that was you hunting your mom down.
Human prey.
Yeah, exactly.
Jessica?
More likely.
You're 24. What's up?
Just recently, a couple
Can
weeks
ago. Can I just
ago,
say, I always love the way that you tell people how old they are. So you know, definitively, Jessica, you're 24.
You know, it's...
Like, that's their question.
It's a rhythm, and the less thinking I have to do, the better on the show. But
no,
I realize
nice.
When I'm, you know, when you're listening to
if
the
show... If I didn't
show,
know how old I was, I would call here.
Let me say something. How dare you, by the way, barge into my studio after 2 long years and a love affair that ended without so much as a phone call.
Or an email.
No, here's what I'm going to say. This is a syndicated radio show, and on most syndicated radio shows, they tell you where the caller's from, but not how old they are. And where they're from is just a bit of a jack-off to me. It's so everyone knows you're widely syndicated.
Right.
But we don't get into that because it doesn't really matter to us.
Doesn't tell you much.
You have problems, and they're going to be the same as they are on the East as they are on the West Coast. But to age, I'm always curious when I listen to other shows how old this person is, because if they're pregnant or their boyfriend, they lost their virginity or whatever it is.
Good point.
Big difference between 14 and 24.
Yep.
Jessica?
You're 24.
You're 24. What's up?
Okay, the reason I'm calling is that just recently, I've been married to my husband for 5 years, and just recently, a couple weeks ago, my husband told me that he had an affair 2 years. It wasn't an affair. It was like a one-night stand type thing 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't know why he told me I was...
That's what we got to figure out. Why did he tell you this?
More troubling than the affair itself is why he told you.
Yeah. Right. In other words,
just,
well... but it,
out of the blue, it's kind of... You know, I told him he's either a real idiot or he's doing something right now.
Exactly.
Well... If he's doing
something, clever, I
don't know. If he's doing something right now, I don't know why he's bringing up the past affair.
He's building up to the fact that, in fact, they've been together since that affair, or they've been.
Well, you think he's trying to drop a bomb? He's getting ready to drop a bomb here.
I don't know. You know, he kind of has a problem telling the truth a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know if there's something else, because he always tells me, "Oh, this is the only thing." You know, whatever. And
sociopath.
I just don't know if he's, you know.
Well, what other lies have you caught him in?
Well, let's see, the fact that, well, before we were when we were just dating, before we were married, he forgot to inform me that he was married before, but I thought, well, you know, I was kind of stupid. I thought
a minor detail.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, I thought, well, maybe, you know, whatever. He just thought that...
well, listen, you don't have to rationalize every move. You were
anyway,
dumb and he's an idiot. Go ahead.
Right, so anyway, and then just recently I found out he was communicating with this ex, and supposedly there was maybe some kid that might be his, might not be. He signed off on
papers. Oh, boy.
So that was like a few months ago. And then now this.
You've been with him 5 years?
Well, actually, I've been that's how long I've been married, almost 5 years.
What else have you been telling you? What else have you been up to?
Well, and then this.
Is there anything weird with his job? Is he doing drugs or alcohol?
No, nothing like that.
He doesn't lie about his work or money or...
No.
How's your sex life?
Oh, it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Was it. Until...
Until he told
well,
you.
Well, I mean...
Until this.
That's it. He's not here anymore. I kicked him out, and I've already filed for divorce. I just was wondering why.
Whoa.
She moves fast.
Rock and roll.
Do you have, wow. kid, do you have kids?
No kids.
Oh good. Good. That is so good. Why don't you have kids? Is something wrong with your tubes?
Well, I'm 24, and I'm in law school, so...
Okay. Let's see. There you go.
Wait, don't hang up.
I'm not going to hang up, but here's an example of someone who's not a victim.
Right.
No, that's true.
She made a mistake. She was blinded by love. She got hooked up with the wrong guy. She realized this guy was a sociopath.
Well, he told
she's smart enough not to start a family with this guy. Right. He screwed up more than once, and she booted him out, and you can move on with your life now.
Right. Well, I have another question also. Do you think I need to have some kind of counseling to just...
I think it'd be a good idea for a couple of reasons. One is to sort of help sort of close, get some closure on what's going on here. Secondly, to figure out what it is that attracts you to someone like this. And thirdly, help
well,
you...
I think I was just kind of young then.
No, no.
Well,
there are a lot of young people, and they don't all pick jerk-offs
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, but I'll...
There's something to that.
This guy wasn't beating her
there's
and
something to it, but
boozing and
what
all
is, what does he do?
Excuse me?
What does he do?
What does he... What's his job?
Yeah.
Top.
He works at a recruiting firm.
Recruiting for what?
For to help, like kind of like a headhunter type.
So. Okay. And the other thing
same
is why you've had difficulty seeing reality on reality's terms. What's your denial about, and why you don't see things more clearly before they come and really hit you between the eyes? How did he react when you kicked him out?
Well, that was kind of another weird part. He's just kind of like, I mean, like 20 minutes after he told me, he's all like, well, we need to decide how we're going to split up things. And, you know.
Oh, see, right. See, he was, yeah.
He wasn't ready to go.
Drew's right.
Yeah.
He's had something going on.
Yeah,
I mean, he's asking for an out.
This has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
I just don't know if something's going on or.
Yes, yeah, something's going on.
Yeah, something's going on.
Something's going on, and that you need therapy to figure out why you have difficulty seeing people for who they really
are. And you should be happy that
yes,
you're free.
Yes.
You're in law school. You're smart. You got your whole future.
Relatively, yes. Yeah, and listen, this guy's a sociopath. He really is. And when sociopaths do things that seem noble, like,
oh, no way.
I just want to tell you it was eating at my conscience.
Yeah. Oh, that's
this
the
guy
worst.
Doesn't have a soul.
Yeah.
You know, she's waiting out in the car.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
Right.
Yeah.
She's at some motel somewhere. Yeah. I mean, obviously he wanted out. And the fact that he didn't argue with you or anything, he's like, pow, how are we going to end this? He wanted out too.
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, that's why I brought
good.
It up.
You're and both out. No
and
kids.
He's manipulating her into thinking that she should be responsible for his confession.
Oh, yeah, please.
Right.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's a guy who wants to get fired, so he goes in the boss's office, takes a cramp in his desk drawer. And then he's like, well, I got fired. I didn't get fired.
Boss doesn't inform me.
Yes,
yes man.
Yeah, do the work of
never
five guys.
Liked
me. Jared?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes, how you guys doing?
Good.
I just had a question. One of my good friends just overdosed on ecstasy and alcohol.
Mm. What does that mean?
Days ago.
What do you mean overdosed?
He's dead.
On ecstasy and alcohol. That's a rare...
And a little bit... The toxicology report, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It hasn't come back yet.
Yeah. I bet there's more than just ecstasy and alcohol.
Because he's an avid ecstasy and alcohol and a little bit of
well, as we learned a few weeks back when we did our ecstasy show, you don't know what you're getting, really.
Yeah, but ecstasy, you can die from ecstasy. What were the sin? The
well, you
symptoms?
You're saying you weren't 5 seconds ago.
You can. It's unlikely.
Wouldn't it be more likely he got something else?
No, it's more like he took something else.
Mm.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. The stuff that you're getting, that being masquerading as ecstasy is not going
to
kill you.
How long does it take to get a toxicology report?
I don't know offhand, but I'm sure it'll be a few weeks. But listen, how did it go down? Did he have seizures, or what happened to him?
I'm really, really not sure.
Okay, yeah. All right. I would predict that either this is an alcohol overdose just made worse by ecstasy, or he took something else also.
You can overdose on alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know...
You can die of alcohol.
Let me ask you a ecstasy and coke-related alcohol question.
Yeah. This is not cocaine, though.
I know.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is for me. This is
for later.
not everything's for a call.
Yeah, I understand.
We're going to do some me, Mark, and Poe. We're going to do some coke.
Just don't let him do those mushrooms. He gets
we
weird.
Just wanna know.
He starts wigging.
No, I'm not as good a driver on those mushrooms. But I'm better on coke. I'm worse on mushrooms. But,
can you drive us home?
Yeah. Cool. You guys need a ride?
Yeah.
No problem. You know, you do coke, you can drink, right?
Yeah.
And you can drink all night. But as far as your body goes, as far as being poisoned by alcohol,
doesn't change. In fact, cocaethylene is formed by the alcohol and the cocaine together, and cocaethylene is cardiac toxic effects.
So the point is,
cocaine plus alcohol is a pretty deadly combination.
You do coke, you start drinking twice as much as you normally would because you're not really feeling the effects, and you end up poisoning yourself from alcohol.
And you have a toxic reaction from the combination of the cocaine and the alcohol.
Right. Now, with X...
doesn't
have. Could you get high and just drink more and not really feel it too?
Potentially, yeah, because of the speed quality.
So maybe there was some alcohol poisoning here.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, anyway, Jared's not going to know until he gets the toxicology
report. That's right. Or I could tell him more if you can find out more about what happened, what it looked like when he was dying.
Well,
I could tell you more about what's happening.
Yeah.
What are you worried about? I mean, he's dead, but
because we used to party together and I would do the same thing.
Oh, well, let it be known you can die.
Sure, isn't ecstasy more long-term effects, like
yes,
brain?
Yes, it is. Yes, brain. It is. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. But find out exactly what it looked like. Did he have seizures? Did he have hyperthermia? Did he go unconscious? Was he agitated? Yes. And that information I can help sort of theorize what happened.
Has a person ever died of an ecstasy overdose by itself?
Yes.
Okay. See, I wasn't aware of that.
But that's unusual. It's usually through this malignant hyperthermia syndrome.
Hey, Jared.
Yeah.
Are you scared straight now?
No.
Yeah, well...
sort of.
Wait till
another friend dies?
He just died. That's all.
I think he was more of an avid...
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
By himself. You know?
Weak-willed. We know the type.
Yeah.
Poser. Lightweight.
Jared, think about the insanity. The insanity of your thinking. The insanity of what you're thinking right now.
I know,
Jared, step back a couple feet.
Your friend just died, and now you're calling for sort of tips just to make sure...
it doesn't happen to you.
For you to go on and carry out his work.
Yeah. He's just a little bit too much of a heavyweight, but as I've got it right now, you cannot judge these things.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, right, Jared, you really got to take a look in the mirror now. You understand?
I hear you.
I mean, you're really called to pick our brain to find out whether it was okay for you to keep going.
Because I'd never heard of such a thing.
I know, but you're still doing it as I'm telling you.
And I'm telling you it happens.
All right.
Happens all the time.
Okay. But really look into your addiction, please. Would you?
All right. Good time, sir.
Yeah. All right, buddy. All right.
He doesn't want to believe that.
Jesus Christ. Listen, I really respect the guy who's got a problem and just can admit it. No. I'm sort of okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pass too much judgment on a guy who says, look, I'm into these drugs, and I'm 23, and I'm sorry, but I'm young, and I'm stupid, and I got a boner, and I'm going to do them for another few years, and I'm willing to take that responsibility. This guy was picking our brain to find out whether it was okay if he kept doing it.
No, he was figuring out from what we said how to rationalize his bone behavior. Not whether he continue, not what he would do, but how to rationalize what it is he does.
How to make sense of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was hell-bent on going forward and wanted to know if the guy got hold of something bad or whatever.
Yeah.
That's nice. I'm glad we could be a part of that.
You guys offer a good service.
Yeah.
Really. Call the phone.
We should hand out clean syringes, too, Trip. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be right back.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Matt Stone
and Trey Parker from South Park and Baywatch.
And you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Love Line. You know, Matt Stone of Matt and Trey, South Park guys, came over to my house to play basketball two Saturdays ago, and the guy's got some game.
Oh, yeah?
I gotta tell you.
Damn.
Did he whoop you?
No. No, because I got some game, too. But he's got some game.
I'm
always surprised when the artistic types have some game.
Huh.
You'd be really
surprised.
They're out there.
They are.
Yeah.
I'm an athlete.
Are you?
I'll kick your...
Really?
What was your sport?
Gymnastics, actually. Started in gymnastics.
That's right, we knew that.
Yeah. You're rangy for a gymnast.
I grew 6 inches in one summer when I quit.
Really?
It hurt. I mean, it was painful. I came back. I've never been the same since. Like, I trip over things. It's really sad.
Really? 6 inches in one
summer? In one summer. I went from the little gymnast to, like, the tall, gangly thing.
Yeah.
What the hell were you?
13.
Yeah.
Wow. And then that was it? Did you keep growing?
No. I couldn't. I mean,
No, I mean, growing-wise.
No way.
I mean, you're like 5'11"?
I actually grew 2 inches after the age of 21.
Huh.
That's which was weird.
That's very weird.
Had a growth spurt, and it was kind of strange.
You're close to
5'10".
Really?
Yeah.
Good times. I like that. Yeah. I like a small woman, though. Makes my penis seem big. said that many times.
You've always said that.
All things being relative.
So who's this? How small is the smallest woman that you've gone out with?
3 inches.
And how big did you feel then?
Not big enough. And I don't know if I've never really
worried about him.
What you want and what you get, two different things, you know. I don't mind petite though. I don't mind that. I just never had any petite girlfriends. I date 300 plus. But I want petite. But petite to me is 250, 245. Yeah. In the two range. Yeah.
That's tiny.
Yeah, medium twos. Anthony?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes. How's it going, Adam and Dr. Drew?
Good. How you doing?
Great. On the subject of petite women, last, it would have been Friday.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention older women, but I guess we were just having intercourse, and my brother always said, if you wanna learn sex, have sex with an older woman, and she'll tear you up in bed. And I think that's what happened.
Yeah,
she tore you up.
How old is she?
Well, compared to me, she's 25.
Yeah,
and I'm 18.
Yep, that geezer showed you a few new tricks.
Yeah, you, unlike these 17 and 18-year-olds.
What's your older brother's name, Kurt?
Kurt? No, it'd be Nicholas.
Yeah, that's no name for an older brother.
Yeah.
You can call him Nick.
Yeah, it's usually call him Nick.
Older brother should be named Kurt.
All right, listen, let's get something. Let's stay with the problem.
Nicholas.
What's the question?
What is your asking? You're like a savant.
You just wanted to broadcast.
Definitely Nicholas. Definitely.
Nicholas, yeah, that's a little guy who follows you around. You got to tell him to go back home.
So the first thing you got to do is tell your brother
to change
his name.
Kurt.
Well, you can call him Nick. You can call me Tony.
Definitely Nick.
It works all.
What is the question?
Well, my question is, I got bruised pretty badly, and I'm wondering, I've been with different...
Hold on. Did you bend it?
I don't know. I've...
You must have.
Did it stop working?
No. We had it again last night.
So you have normal erectile function, you don't have pain with sex, no pain with intercourse.
It's when it gets erect, it's a little painful, not much, because I was thinking, did I break my penis?
Yeah, you can tear the sheath in there, but usually it'll distort and it won't get erections anymore, so you're probably fine. Just be easy, very easy. Take it slow. No more coming down hard on the penis.
Yeah, you spare that penis. Yeah. I wonder if her name was Kurt. I just think that's a good name for an older brother, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guy's got a van, you know?
Kurt. Did you have any brothers?
Turns you on to some weed, you know? Huh?
Did you have any brothers?
No, I didn't have any brothers.
So this is your fantasy brother,
yeah,
Kurt.
With a van.
He's going to turn you on to some weed.
Yeah.
You know, drive you around.
Yeah.
Show you the ropes.
Yeah, like for your birthday, gets you a leather vest. You think it's pretty cool.
Does he play guitar?
He tries.
Right.
He's not very good at it.
Exactly.
He tells you about the beaches in Baja.
Lisa, right, what's going on?
Made up stories about getting laid all the time.
Lisa.
Yes.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My husband and I, we picked up 2 copies of House of Leaves and bought the Poe CD. And we read it together and listened to the CD, and it is phenomenal. It's just so great. We've been recommending it to everybody. Huh. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
That's awesome.
And that's pretty much it. I have no problems.
Well, not anymore.
Wow. Oh, yeah, really. So awesome.
House of Leaves altered you, changed you.
It's a great piece of literature. It's totally refreshing, something really new and different. And it was a blast reading that together. We got to discuss it and stuff. So it was really fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. You got to get some cable, though, right?
No, we don't own cable at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You gotta get some TV in
your house. That's the problem.
Stay away from the cable.
Stay away from the book.
Nothing wrong with reading.
Stand back from the book.
When you and your husband are breaking off into discussion groups and stuff.
Did you guys read it aloud?
Don't listen to this guy.
That's all I'm saying.
What aloud?
Did you read the book aloud to each other?
Some parts of it, because, you know, there was one part that I got really confused, especially in the maze, and so he had to explain it to me. And we went over a couple things together. A few times it threw me off a little bit, having to go back and forth within the pages and stuff. But it was cool. It was still, you know, definitely an experience.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Cool.
Take care of yourself.
Adam, think how far that is from your experience of
your
life.
Your reality.
Yeah.
Reading?
Just reading.
Reading with, reading, with
discussing,
your girlfriend.
And then reading to one another.
Just what think. It might mean.
Kurt in his van.
Kurt in a van.
Imagine reading to
Kurt. And House of Leaves.
No way. You know what you read with Kurt in his van? He's got that bumper sticker that says, gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free. And a slightly more updated version, the Coke, Toke, or Poke. Nobody rides for free.
Nice.
He's just got his own philosophy, though. Don't kid yourself.
He plays by his own rules.
May not have read any books. That's right.
Come on, Adam. Let me read you Little House of Leaves now.
No continuation school could hold Kurt down, boy. He had dreams. Dreams of going to the beach.
Rodeo astronaut.
All right. Well, let's hear something from Poe's latest CD. How about that? Cool. This one is called Control. Wow. Haunted is right.
That's going in the segue. There's segues between all these songs.
That is Poe off of Haunted. Control's the name of that one. Well, I tell you, that is some moody-ass music. I really enjoy that. And maybe it's because I get to listen on headphones, but I could see myself driving somewhere in the rain, maybe over to Kurt's house. Or some weed, yeah.
Was that your dad's lecture mode?
That's his lecture mode. Yeah. And that comes early in the CD.
That was breakfast, Drew.
Wow.
Where there's, I recorded this little girl and created these conversations with him that I sort of never got to finish. And he comes in and he sort of says, you know, what is it? And he's talking to me when I'm two from one of these cassettes and I'm crying. And this little girl says, you think I'll cry? I won't cry. I will, you know, go crazy before I cry. I'll go mad, right? And then it goes into control, and that's like this resistance to this voice. Like, you know, I don't want anything to do with this thing. And then it evolves over the record to a different place, but you'll see.
As you know, we got to take a break. Normally, I don't like art, Drew, or even close relatives of art, but I'm starting to get into this. This could be one of my new scenes. I could make this scene, is what I'm saying.
We need to talk about your wardrobe then.
All right. Stuff's free. What do you want? All right, we'll be back.
Hello. This is your radio. Radio. Loveline will be right back.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Poe is here tonight. Haunted's the name for CD. Mark C. Danielewski is also here. That is Poe's brother, or Poe's Mark's sister, depending on how you want to look at it. He is a poet and author. House of Leaves is the name of the book. I almost said CD again. And we've gotten some pretty good reviews on it so far on this show. And we normally don't get too many calls on...
People that read.
People that read, yeah. And whether they buy the book or get it from that house that has the books. What's that?
Bookstore.
No.
Library.
Yeah, that one. Because it doesn't have the word book in it. There's no very way confusing. You can remember that one. Jim?
How old is he?
18.
28.
You're 28. I always wanted to say that.
Dr. Drew, they said that I was having problems forming my questions, so I wrote them down here so we don't have any problems on the air.
Good. Right.
I really don't care about being on the air, and... If you're going to rush through me, I'd like to talk to you off the air.
What is your question?
You stated on the show that the morning after pill was just like taking several doses of a regular pill.
It is. It functions. It works the same as the birth control pill.
But it's not the same chemical?
It's the exact same chemical.
Okay, well, in gearing up for your defending the morning after pill, you said that you went to the library, the place where they keep books at them, and found that the
book
morning
place,
after
yeah.
pill is really less controversial as far as preventing ovulation versus the actual... aborting of the embryo, and the pill was worse.
What I said was that for some reason, the morning after pill, the levonorgestrel and the hormone has become a battleground that for people that aren't reading the science. And if you read the science, it shows it really is probably no more likely to interfere with implantation than the regular birth control pill, or then a couple of anti-inflammatory medications, of which there are hundreds of millions of prescriptions every year.
But it's the same as the regular pill.
Same as the regular pill.
Okay. Until Sunday's show, I never heard you say that repeated exposure to the morning after pill was bad.
It's not bad. It's just not considered proper contraception because it's only 70% effective. So if you're using the morning after pill as your means of contraception, you're in error. It's not a good contraceptive. It's a backup measure.
That can't be good for your hormones either, can it?
What's that?
The irritation of the lining of the uterus.
What? That's the same as what the birth control pill does,
it's
too.
It's the same. So that taking the triple dose or whatever isn't worse for the uterus
no.
than taking one every
no.
day?
No. In fact, my understanding is, and this is my understanding of the data, that of the many, many tens and tens of millions of users of the morning after contraception, there's never been a single adverse effect. Not a single, which is why people are advocating it be made available over the counter.
All right. I cut Jim off because I know he had a list of demands at the top of his call. And we may not get our hostage back, but we got to move on. I like guys who approach it that way. And if you think Drew's going to talk to you 5 seconds after the show goes off the air, you're sadly mistaken. You really could be hemorrhaging from your head if he would not talk to you. He's not on the clock. Gwen?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
I know you want to ask Mark a quick question. I just want to, Diana?
Uh-huh?
Your boyfriend's penis tastes bad?
Yeah.
Just his?
Well, like when I give him a blowjob, mm-hmm. it tastes extremely bad when he ejaculates.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And somebody told me that if he, apple juice or something...
Well, it couldn't hurt, but you might as well just get used to it. Hey. Listen, it took me a while to like beer.
Hey, your friends from Culver City PD are here.
Oh, those are my boys. How you doing, guys? I rolled through a red tonight. Oh. I got it. Not a red, just a red arrow. I don't look at that as a real red. Hey, Deanna?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get used to it.
Okay.
You're not going to change him. It's going to go from really bad to just bad. You understand?
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Wait, can I say something?
Yeah.
I just want to say that Poe, you rocks.
Thank you so much.
Your lyrics and your music's so intense.
Oh, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Good luck with the scene.
Good luck.
Good time.
All right, good times. Gwen?
Can I just say, if she's not in love and it doesn't last, guys taste really differently. Maybe she's not with
when
the
you're
right
in love,
one.
It tastes different.
To different people, too.
Amen, sister.
It's like,
amen.
You know.
Gwen?
But it's true.
That's true. It's true.
I had a question for Mark.
Yeah, there he is.
I read House of Leaves. It's absolutely amazing, as I'm sure a million people have told you tonight. What I was wondering is, there's definitely an autobiographical nature to it. I understand both that and Haunted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because it's got this autobiographical nature, Mark, are you planning on writing any other novels, or is this kind of your one shot about your life?
Well, I wouldn't.
I think he has nothing left to say.
I wouldn't exactly say it's an autobiography, and I'm absolutely planning to write more books, but since House of Leaves took 10 years, it'll probably take me a few years to come out with another one.
Well, if Mr. Hoity Toity would limit it to under 100 pages like a good novel, wouldn't take him that long.
Mr. Right. Hoity Toity.
We got to take ourselves Adam. A little break, and we'll be right back.
Back in a minute.
Hey, everybody. All right.
I'm embarrassed.
We're going to wrap it up and say goodbye. We're just having some fun. I want to thank Poe and Mark for coming in here and just not losing a step on this show.
Does it have to be 2 years this time?
No, please.
Okay. House of Leaves is the name of the book. Great reviews, and go out and get that. Haunted is the name of the CD. That is Poe's latest CD. Go out and get that. Support our friends and artists, and especially when they're doing good work. You know, like, you're not doing anyone a favor. You're doing yourself a favor. So thanks, guys. We
thanks
do appreciate it.
And, thank you.
And until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
You're gay.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.